curiosity fulfills its own purpose. Curiosity fulfills its own purpose. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We are all curious beings. We are all curious about what makes life go on and what makes things happen in our world and what things are important to us. In training dogs, Caesar recognizes that when a dog is curious about something, he is easy to train. When a dog is curious and interested, he is easy to give instructions to and to show the path and to show how to live. Because unless a dog is curious, you haven't got its attention. And you and I, unless we are curious about life, unless we are curious about what we're doing, we don't give attention to it and we don't fulfill it. How can we be curious and fulfill the purpose of curiosity on beneficial things in our life? How can we be curious about who and what we are and how we're doing? Well, I'm curious about thinking good thoughts. Now you say, well, now that's an interesting idea. Being curious about thinking good thoughts, that means I am curious about what's going on in my world and how things happen and who's doing what, where, and why, and how, and all of the wonderful things about life. I'm just real curious about it. I'm curious about how the flowers come up in my garden. And I see my iris plants are just blossoming gorgeously in my yard here. And I give them very little attention, but the rain comes down and waters the ground, and I water them occasionally. But they just come up. They come up out of the soil. They were given to me many years ago, and they retain their beauty forever. Now, they don't always bloom. They don't always come up, but they do come up now and then, and whenever they do, it's a joy and a surprise, and I'm curious about it. And I look at them and I say, you're a beautiful thing to look at. You're there for me. You're there to make my life very wonderful. You're there to give sparkle and joy to my world. And I love it. Oh, my goodness, do I love it. And you see, this is how we let curiosity be something important. Now, in thinking good thoughts, I feel very good about myself. In thinking good thoughts, I feel very positive about myself. In thinking good thoughts, I feel that I'm doing something correct. Now, I look at my plants and I say, they're a little brownish on the end of the pine trees there. It means they are a little dry. It means that all of the dry winds that we've been having have been causing them to be a little dry. I must give them a little more water. And as I give them refreshing water, then they turn green again. They say, see, I told you so. If you just give us some water. And I don't even have to think about it. I know intuitively. I'm curious about what makes the needles green, what makes the plants grow, what makes life be wonderful. I have a cat that is a very curious cat, Jeannie. And Jeannie likes to get up inside of my upper level of the porch out here. I have some glass-lined coverage over the porch, and then I have some other netting underneath, which I use to keep the light from being too bright. And she loves to get up there and lie in that netting. It gives her a very cool, wonderful feeling. She can look around. She can observe everything in her world. She's the princess of everything. Now, she's curious. She looks around and sees what she wants to see. And she sees mice, or she sees lizards, and she sees all sorts of creatures. And she knows which creatures are wonderful for her and which are not. She's curious about them, and she learns quickly. Sometimes a creature doesn't appreciate what she's doing and gets after her. And she has to say, whoops, that wasn't really what I had in mind. That wasn't really what I had in mind. And so she backs away. But her curiosity keeps her alive and keeps her attentive and keeps her wonderful. Our curiosity does the same thing for us. When we're curious about what's going on in the world, that means we're alive. When we're curious, that means that we have given our attention to what we're doing. When we're curious, we are awake, alert, enthusiastic about life. This is what life is all about. This is why we're living. Curiosity fulfills its own purpose of inspiring us to live, encouraging us to think things and do things and be things. That's what it's all about. Curiosity is something they say, curiosity killed the cat. Well, not really. Curiosity made the cat alert to all of the things in life that were going on around it and made it aware of that. I'm curious about thanking myself for being me. I say, gee, Herb, you're a nice guy. Herb, it's wonderful to be around you. Herb, I enjoy your company. Herb, you're wonderful. Oh, come on now. That's sort of pushy. No, that's the way it is. Does a cat love to be stroked? Does a dog love to be petted? Do you love to go to a masseuse or masseur to have your body massaged in a gentle, purposeful way? You sure do. Do you thank yourself? Well, that's one way of thanking yourself. When you give yourself a meal, and you gently and wonderfully prepare that meal, it's because you care. Now, I'm a standard brand person who likes foods that are normal and ordinary that I'm used to, and many of my friends like to bring new taste treats into my life. Well, they're not doing me a favor. What they're doing is they're causing me to build up new taste interests. And these taste interests are not really something that turn me on. So I push it aside or I eat what I like. But the thing is, I'm curious about thanking myself for being me. I thank myself for being me by washing my hands. I thank myself for being me by putting on clothing that I feel is comfortable and warm and attractive. I thank me for being me by all of the lovely things that I do. I keep a clean house. I keep an orderly desk. I make my bed immediately when I get up in the morning. I put my clothing away when I'm not wearing it. I am thankful for being me. I'm just so wonderful and so appreciative of all the things that go on in my life. My curiosity about my life makes me feel that my life is something really wonderful. I like closing doors. When I see cabinets, doors that are ajar, I see a door that's open, a smidgen, I push it closed. I like it because it's order, it's balance, it's harmony. And I am built on order, balance, and harmony. And as I recognize that just a little touch here and there brings that order, balance, and harmony, I'm thanking myself for being me. My curiosity about them, now I could ignore them. I could ignore the stones on the road as I walk along, but I reach down and throw them off the road so they won't bump into a tire. I'm thankful about my pathways. Oh, I do love my meditation pathways here. And as I walk along and I see a weed growing up here or there, I instantly bend over and pull it out and throw it away. While it's a little weed. And I can do that quite often, but what a good exercise that is for my body. How my body says, hey, I like that. I like that being alive. I feel, vital dynamic, alive, 25. I feel fantastic. And this is what happens. I'm curious about unconditional love. How can my unconditional love make all the world into the beautiful thing that it is? Well, my unconditional love in me recognizes in all the world its unconditional love and the unconditional love that I put there. It is fantastic. It is glorious. It is beautiful. It is rewarding. It is unconditional love beyond all measure. And it is a good feeling. But that unconditional love that I feel is an unconditional love that says to me, yes, all is right with the world. Yes, all is in divine order. Curiosity fulfills its own purpose. If I'm curious about anything, anything at all, I can be sure that it has my attention, it has my unconditional love, and it has my expectation of its continuance as something beautiful and good in my life and my world. We all can be curious about things in our life and realize that our curiosity fulfills its own purpose. Our curiosity brings forth in our world, in our life, in our expectation, all of the glorious things that we could ever desire for ourselves. Be curious today about something new, about things going on in your world. Be like a cat or a dog, and they're curious about things, sometimes not to their benefit, but they're curious if they stay back far enough and observe and participate and enjoy. And when they do, life has meaning for them, vitality for them. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm 25, fantastic! Go for it. Be curious and enjoy life. I do. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.